425-421-1511. And that line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Appreciate the time and everything you guys do for our community. Have a safe, wonderful new year. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, James. You too.
Appreciate the time. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Another 3,000 flights have been canceled today, stranding passengers all over the country. And most of those flights are with Southwest. Passengers say it's a mess.
I was on hold with Southwest for about an hour and a half, and there was no communication about what was happening.
CBS's Stacey Lynn has more.
Aviation expert Jay Ratliff.
Absolute mess right now.
So what's the airline doing for those stranded passengers?
They offer passengers nothing. No meals, no hotels, nothing. It's simply an act of God, weather-related event. We can't do anything about it.
And Southwest warns even more cancellations and delays are expected over the next few days. At least 62 people have now died as a result of dangerous winter weather. Dozens in upstate New York, where another round of snow hit overnight. Crews are working to reach stranded residents like Latoya Smith, who's been stuck in her home for 2 days with no power or heat.
We need help. When something like this happens, they should be better prepared. You tell us not to leave, we don't leave, and then we die in our houses and in our apartments.
Running water's in short supply in Memphis, Tennessee, where frigid temps caused a water main break.
Doug McGowan is CEO of Memphis Light Gas and Water.
The problem is that with so many breaks, the water is just not getting to the end point of people's homes.
Fred Jones donated hundreds of cases of bottled water to be given out at distribution sites.
This is home. To be able to help out where you can. We all are in this together.
Tanker trucks are being used to supply Memphis area hospitals with water. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The CDC says it's now investigating an increase in group A strep infections. Dr. William Schaffner is with Vanderbilt University and explains why this is so bad.
Group A strep is that bug that, of course, causes sore throat. These throat bacteria can get through the protection of the mucous membranes and get into the bloodstream, causing more serious infections.
Meantime, families are having a hard time finding medicine for their sick kids. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
My parents, my siblings, nobody could find anything.
Shane Hare is just one of many parents panicking over a run on children's pain relief medicine at drugstores.
There's nothing on the shelves.
It's just so ridiculous how difficult it's been just to get children's Tylenol.
If you see some Tylenol or Ibuprofen, you better grab it.
Pediatrician Dr. Sean O'Leary tells us,
I would say don't panic. This is not going to lead to any kind of a complication with your child. These are medicines simply to make your child more comfortable.
But price gouging can also be a problem with these shortages, so experts say if you see it, report it. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 83 points right now, the Nasdaq down 89. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages. Discovery runs deep.
America's kids are at risk. Parents can't control their education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the dangers to our kids with the woke agenda. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his series, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked. This holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game. They are bowl eligible. eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 28th, in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the following meetings have been canceled for Wednesday. The Solid Waste Management Board will not be meeting at 4 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservations Committee will not have their 7 p.m. meeting. Wisconsin wildlife officials say it's still too early for ice fishing. Madison's Lake Mendota is frozen over, but the Department of Natural Resources is urging ice fishers to be patient. The DNR says you should wait till there's about 4 inches of ice. Temperatures are forecast to get warmer throughout the week. In sports, the Luke Fickell era begins as the Badgers take on Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. Also tonight, Marquette hosts Seton Hall. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What's that word?
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking
that
for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bright.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bright does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center. I'm back in Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone's streaming, everyone listening to the podcast, and Jane Matinair. We're live.
We are live and we're all together again.
We're live. We're in the Waukesha studio. It is Tuesday, December 27th, and I did not have to wear my coat from the car to the studio in the parking lot.
That's quite a step in the right direction, isn't it?
Woo! It's funny how relative weather becomes, even in a short period of time. Because having it be, what is it, like 26? Well, no, it's still only 16 degrees, and yet that felt warm compared to what it was over the weekend and the end of last week. But it is sunny out, at least here in southeast Wisconsin. I think there's still some wind chills. But we're trending in the right direction.
It's going to be 50 degrees on Thursday.
Oof,
it's crazy.
Just weather, you know. Always gives us something to talk about unless you live in California. Was California one of the only states that didn't get the winter advisory?
I think so. I mean, this was a huge storm system. It went all the way from Canada to Florida.
Well, that was what was so funny about the Packers game, which we will certainly talk about today. But the fact that, you know, normally it's a hot game trying to play in Miami, and the fact that that team was not used to the cold while the Packers felt right at home.
Yeah, that was
cold in Florida.
Yeah, but for them, that's nothing.
No, not at all. And maybe that was one of the reasons why we saw a win. It was a Christmas miracle. But we are going to talk about that later. J.R. Ratcliffe at 1 o'clock from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is a trending sports reporter there. He's been on the show before. He's going to come on and have some fun with us because he wrote a story on what all has to happen. Because it's still not locked, even though everything that had to go right did go right.
Right.
This weekend, as far as the other NFC teams all losing. And then the Packers coming back and winning, but it's still not locked that we would make it to the playoffs, but we are revived after thinking that we were just no consequential games in January.
Yeah, this is done. The party's over. Yeah, we're kind of hanging on by our fingernails, so it will be interesting to see how many other miraculous things need to happen before we can get a wild card spot, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there is a chance. There's a chance that we could be 8-9.
Wow.
And still make it to the playoffs, which is nuts.
Is that just indicative of how bad the NFC is?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. JR will tell us.
Okay.
So that's coming up at 1 o'clock, and then we have some other parts of that game that were exciting, including Jair Alexander giving one of the best post-game interviews maybe ever, and Mason Crosby's big record that he broke, and the video that was produced for that. So we're going to talk about all of that with JR at 1 o'clock. Then at 12 p.m., we're going to go through... We're doing this backwards. At 12 p.m., we're going to spend the whole hour... So Pew Research, which is one of the leading policy think tanks that constantly is doing... surveying and research on trending feelings, behaviors, opinions on policy and culture and everything. And so they every year they produce their top findings from the year. And I think it's fascinating. Some seem obvious, some seem not. And I think you and I will just kick them around, Jane. And if it's we think it's surprising, if we'll definitely, as always, want to get your opinions, 844-967-2789. At 1:30, I told you, we're really skipping around today. Jane, how would you feel about it not only being legal, but celebrated to end the year by calling out the person you have beef with, just beating the crap out of each other?
I know what this is about.
Okay.
And because I saw this too. Over the weekend, can it be anybody?
We'll find out.
I mean, do you have to be on the same... Can it be a former boss?
I don't know. Could be a current boss.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the parameters are, so I have... I'm not exactly sure how I feel about this.
So there is a tradition in Peru that we're going to discuss, and I think the bigger question of, would that work here? And would it benefit or... be a detriment to society if we just got our grievances out instead of airing them like Festivus, if we actually just pummeled each other.
Wailed on each other for a little bit, and then everything's resolved and we all go our happy ways.
Yeah, exactly. And then this first hour, as always, we will do headlines that caught our eye. But I just want to spend a couple of minutes because do you know what day it is? I mean, I guess we know because I just said it, but
it's Tuesday, December 27th.
It's Tuesday, December, but this is that week of the year for a lot of people where every day just feels like Sunday.
Sure.
And so I asked a poll on social media before I came in. It's like, are you working this week or are you working?
Right.
Because I spent most of my career having this be a week that was just kind of a wash.
Easy week for you.
Easy week. Usually. Not anymore.
Right.
But I was talking about this with Mike, husband Mike, that this year, this week last year was super stressful for both of us because this is my anniversary of ever having to do 3 hours of radio.
Oh.
And this is also our friend. Like, this is basically the week that kicked off our friendship.
Oh, wow.
Our previous employer. I was covering for Steve Scafidi.
That's right.
They empowered me, I would say, having only ever really done, I think at that point I had covered maybe 2 hours of like a night show. But they were like, you know, Scafidi is going to be out for a full week. So could you do 5 shows of 3 hours a day? And I said, sure. So you were working this week last year.
Yes.
I was working.
Carol Kane was working.
Carol Kane was with us for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very stressed out at this time last year, trying to prepare 3 hours of radio every day, having never done it before.
Yeah, well, you faked it really well.
Thank you.
I didn't realize that you were all freaked out. Honestly.
I don't know if I was freaked out. I didn't want to fail. So I was overcompensating, but I don't know if I still do that. So
I still think you prep more than any human being I've ever known.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
But also at this point last year, Mike was trying to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot for mayor.
Oh, that's right. And it was a compressed time frame too.
And it was really cold.
Yep.
It was really, really cold these 2 weeks last year. And right before Christmas, Common Council in Milwaukee had voted that there was the special election for mayor. Chevy Johnson was already the interim mayor. But Mike, that's when Mike said, I'm going to do it. And it was a short period of time to try to collect enough signatures. I think you had to get 1,500. And it was COVID was spiking.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not so dissimilar to what we're dealing with this
now,
year.
Yeah.
But it was, COVID was spiking. It was really cold. It was a short timeline. And he just lived in the bars because that's his world. Of anyone who was going out to the bars, he was like, hey, would you sign this for me? And it was a lot of people who were like, yeah, I live in Milwaukee. And then they'd go to write their address. They'd be like, well, I live in Tosa. They're like, nope, that's not.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No.
Nice try, though.
But yeah, so this week, this year for us, while not totally in the brain fog of I have no idea what day it is not nearly as stressful as this week was a year ago.
I can't even imagine. Did you knock on doors or was it all primarily bars?
He knocked on some doors. He knocked on some doors in our neighborhood. But I think he for him, it felt more beneficial and warmer to try to go bar to bar because it was, you know, and I think he had a leg up in that way because he's friends with all those bar owners because
sure.
That's
his business.
Event planner. And so it wasn't like he would get kicked out for solicitation. And I think it felt a little bit. I don't know. That was just his strategy. And he got him. I mean, he got on the ballot. And so.
Yeah, that's true.
But. Yeah, he tried knocking on some doors and the amount of people who just didn't answer, which makes sense because especially if COVID's spiking back then, people are out of town because it's the holidays. It's, it was super cold. People were sick. And so he felt like that was his best bet. But yeah,
I just am curious what it was like because some people must have told him no. You know, will you sign this for me? I want to get on the ballot. Yeah, no.
You know, most people who said, because I remember I was not a big help this week of last year because I was like, dude, I have to go on the radio and not sound like an idiot. Yeah. But in the subsequent weeks until it was due, I helped. And I would say very few people just outright said, no, I don't want to sign that.
Oh, that's good.
Most people who he asked who couldn't sign it, it's because they didn't actually live and vote in Milwaukee. It would be people who, like I said, live in Tosa, live in St.
Whitefish
Francis,
Bay.
Live in, yeah, Shorewood.
Mm-hmm.
But most people were pretty, even people who were, I'm sure, were like, I'm not necessarily going to vote for you, but I'll help anyone get on the ballot. And so people were pretty receptive, but I'm happy that's over.
I bet you are.
But it's also such a disadvantage. I mean, I feel like as we go into next year and talk about the Supreme Court race, which will be, you know, constant. I'm sure we're going to try to get as many of the candidates on air as we can. But they're also in the same boat right now. I think they have to get 4,000.
By April?
No,
before
not by
then.
April.
No, before
no, I
then.
Think it's by January. To
oh,
get,
wow.
To get on the ballot to be on the primary in February, we should look up what that due date is. But they're all just getting their signatures right now. And I think it's well over 1,500. If I saw that correctly.
For a statewide race, that makes sense.
But I also feel like for U.S. Senate, it wasn't. I feel like the amount feels very different. I remember thinking for U.S. Senate, it was also either like 1,500 or 2,000. It's like, how is that possible that was the same amount or if not just a little bit more for a city mayoral race?
As opposed to a U.S. senator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, do you know what day it is? Actually, Texas, this is the poll that I asked on the social medias this morning. It's like, are you working this week or are you just check an email and really just kind of relaxing. And so throughout the show, I'll give you an update on what the polls online say. But you let us know, 844-967-2789. Are you listening to us right now while you're working or relaxing? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm taking what they give it because I'm working for a living. Working for a living. Living out of working. I'm taking what they give it because I'm working.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Here's the news.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here. We are live. Although we only have three shows this week. We did we honored the holiday yesterday with no show. We are going to take Friday off, but then we will be back January 2nd with all new shows, brand new year. Really, really have a lot in store for 2023.
It's going to be a good year.
Very exciting.
Yes.
As always, join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Before we went to the break, I was asking whether or not you're working this week, like you're like a 9-to-5 full work week, or is this an amended week for you that you kind of don't really know?
Are you faking
it?
Are you faking it at work?
Exactly. So this was a story actually from last week that I feel like flew under the radar with the omnibus bill and the big spending bill and kind of trying to get that done. Zelensky addressing Congress, the holidays in general. But I just want to take a segment to complain about it because of the hypocrisy. And I think how much this shows certain politicians' real motivations when it comes to making a big deal out of groomers and pedophiles and all of the people who are trying to do terrible things to children, and then don't actually vote for the bill that is addressing child sex abuse. It is just something that I feel like there's a little bit more attention before we just move on into the next year. But, you know, for this last year, I feel like it really, the rhetoric around the LGBTQ community and adults being sexual predators or groomers, and this whole thing about drag shows and don't say gay, and how much of this has entered the rhetoric around protecting the children. And, you know, who do you think of when you think of that kind of narrative being perpetuated? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. I'm sure there's some other ones, but those are the ones that I feel like come to mind pretty quickly.
Sure.
And, you know, and they have real consequences, because in this last year, there's people who are literally throwing Molotov cocktails into establishments that hold drag events in the name of protecting children, you know, and other violent, obviously the Colorado shooting that happened a month ago. And so you'd think, if they're so concerned about protecting children, that they would vote in favor of a bill that would bolster how the FBI handles child sex abuse.
That seems to make sense.
So there was a bipartisan a bipartisan Respect for Child Survivors Act that was voted on last week. And it overwhelmingly passed out of the House with 215 votes from Democrats and 170 votes from Republicans. I am happy to report that of the 28 Republicans who did vote against this bill, none were from Wisconsin.
Oh.
So Glenn Grothman, Tom Tiffany, some of the guys that you're sometimes like, what? Wait, why did you? What? They also voted in favor of this, but there was 28 House Republicans who voted against it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert were one of them.
And what about Matt Gaetz?
Ooh, let's see if he was on that list.
Because that seems right up his alley, too.
I know, right? Let's see. Find. We can. So Andy Biggs.
Andy Biggs.
Dan Bishop. Lauren Boebert. Mo Brooks. Michael Cloud. Andrew Clyde. James Comer. Rick Crawford. Byron Donalds. Virginia Fox. Louis Gohmert. Bob Good. Paul Gosar. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Jody Heiss. Clay Higgins, Ronnie Jackson, Thomas Massey, Tom McClintock, Barry Moore, Troy Nels, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, no Matt Gaetz, John Rutherford, Austin Scott, Jeff Van Drew.
Interesting.
So just what was in the bill. So the bill was focused on how the FBI has historically mishandled child sexual abuse cases. And in the bill, it would create specific teams within the FBI to support child victims and investigate child sexual abuse, trafficking, and other child abuse content. And this came out of the Lori Nassar situation with the American gymnasts and how the FBI basically buried and mishandled that entire case for years. And it was introduced by John Cornyn from Texas, Lindsey Graham, and Amy Klobuchar. So this is obviously, and you saw who signed off on it. So it's just so frustrating because like neither Green or Lauren Boebert, like they didn't offer explanations.
Actually, and why they voted against it.
Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene, did you see that she voted by proxy?
Oh, because she was in Costa.
She was the one who introduced the bill that would eliminate being able to vote by proxy.
Well, but that's because she was in Costa Rica.
I know. Yeah, it's a vacation.
I mean, it's different. If it's her, it doesn't count, Kristen.
I know. So they didn't offer, they didn't say why they voted against it, what in the bill they had problems with. But it's so because of this, I feel like it is so obvious that when they stoke the flames of and use terms like, you know, child sex abuse and pedophile and groomers and all of this crap, it is simply to rile people up, make people afraid, and it actually has nothing to do with protecting children.
And if you're at all curious, there have been a number of political operatives from a particular party who have been arrested in the last 4 years. Elections officials, volunteers. You can find them on the web. And it's an extensive list.
It is an extensive list. So I just wanted to get that rant out of the way that these two, along with the other people who voted against this as well, just their disingenuous protection rhetoric.
Performance theater.
It's just crap.
Yeah.
And I'm still happy that this passed. And, you know, it's one of the few good things when there can be bipartisan support on something that we can all get behind that the FBI should do better. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Fred Prehn is finally stepping down. So you can get into, if you're on his dental wait list, you can finally get in. All right. We're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hartle Monuments is honored to salute the men and women who continue to protect our precious freedoms. Hartle Monuments prides themselves in their veteran and civic memorials. Should you have a concept in mind or just need some guidance in finding the right memorial, Hartle Monuments will gently assist from concept to creation to installation. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Police have arrested a suspect they believe robbed a Senex gas station in Taylor County at gunpoint. 36-year-old Tommy Lee Wilkes is in custody after he pulled out a gun at a Senex station in Gilman, Wisconsin, and demanded the clerk give him money. Wilkes was not at the gas station when police arrived, but they were able to follow his footsteps to where it looked like he got into a car and drove off. Police don't know yet how much money was taken. One person and a dog died in a car crash in Lincoln County this morning. Just before 8 a.m., a car failed to stop at a stop sign in the town of Bradley at the intersections of County Road U and County Road A. The car crossed the road and went through a ditch before hitting a group of trees. Authorities say that speed is a factor in the crash. In sports, the Luke Fickell era begins as the Badgers take on Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl tonight. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 22. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, 19. Cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 36. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Spotify,
all the places,
Stitcher, and just search As Goes Wisconsin. If you just Google search As Goes Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure we come up in the entire first page of search results and all the different ways you can find us on the websites and social media. So give us a follow, leave a review, support us.
Spread the word.
Spread the love.
Spread the love.
It's the season. It's the season of giving. So give us some love. And as always, you can join the conversation 844-967-2789. Today's, poll, unscientific poll is how many people are really working this week, like us, like we're here, and how many people are technically it's not paid time off, but they're not necessarily
working all
working
all that hard.
So shoot us a text and let us know, which of those do you fall under? 844-967-2789. So we got some more headlines that I thought were interesting, and I thought we, you know, warrant some discussion, maybe not an entire segment. But the first one, I think this news broke after we were done for the day on Friday.
Yes.
So Fred Pren, you know, the
dentist.
The dentist. I think he's also a gun shop owner. He overstayed his term by about 18 months. He was a Walker administration appointee for the DNR board and refused to step down after his term was over.
Nope, not leaving.
And he has now finally decided that he will resign at the end of the year.
Why?
I don't know. That I actually couldn't figure out as far as what his real reason he said. His quote was, "It is time for the state legislatures to act on Governor Evers' nomination as soon as practical, and it is now time for me to move on." As far as what I read, this is from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That was the extent of the actual reason. I'm sure there is, maybe the jig is up now that Evers has another full 4-year term that they decided that we can't just keep perpetuating this.
I just wonder if people really got fed up with it and the fact that no matter who would do this, Democrats or Republicans, this is wrong.
This is wrong.
And I'm just wondering if they heard if Robin Voss and all of those guys who did nothing basically for most of last year, just finally heard from enough constituents that are sick of it. It's like, do something. This is your job to hold hearings on these people and vote yes or no. Do something.
Do something. And I completely agree. And I mean, at least he is finally resigning. So that is a win. But just as a reminder, the things that he was a part of after his term ended, so things that he should not have been able to vote on, but did. Mm-hmm. He was the deciding vote to increase the quota for the state's wolf hunt, which was a disaster.
Yes.
That was early 2021 when all of
early
that
last
happened.
Year. Yep.
And so he was part of that. He helped scrap limits on so-called forever chemicals in groundwater.
PFAS that we talk about all the time.
And then he was also part of the unanimous vote to restart the process of setting PFAS limits. So he kind of reversed that, but it's going to take years to complete what those limits actually look like. So, and the thing that's funny, so I would love to know more about him because between being a dentist and the gun shop owner, what other credentials he has as far as the Department of Natural Resources, because Sandra NAS?
I think it's NAS.
NAS, who was Evers' appointee, who never has yet to get confirmed. Now it looks like she will be. Seems to live her entire life outdoors. So she is a teacher in the Drummond School District. She's served on the chair of the Bayfield County Conservation Congress and is vice chair of the Bayfield County Deer Advisory Committee for the last 6 years. And she has her own business focused on soil conservation and is an avid outdoors woman. And so she traps animals. She's like a conservationist. She hunts. She's very passionate about the outdoors, which is, I feel like, is the kind of person you want sitting on the DNR board.
Are you implying that people who get appointed to these boards should actually have some experience with the things that they will be governing as opposed to just being a rubber stamp to sign off on whatever your backers want you to do?
Well, maybe he is an enthusiast. Fred Pren is also an enthusiast, but as far as what his job title is, it's not like he's worked necessarily in the outdoors. Maybe he's just he's an avid hunter. Maybe he spends time outdoors, but it sounds like she really, like, this is her life's passion.
Well, does he know about PFAS because of chemicals he uses in dentistry?
Maybe.
I'm just trying to find out where his qualifications are for some of these things.
But I want to give her credit that we're going to move on to the next story, because even though she was sitting unappointed, she still showed, the last 18 months, she was still showing up to all the NRB meetings. And so she would give a report from, she's up in Bayfield. So she would give a report from her part of the state. And then she kept tabs on all the issues that the board was taking up so that like, when her time finally came, she is up to speed. But let me talk about some free labor. She was like, well, I'm just going to keep showing up to these meetings until they finally appoint me.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I hope it is an indication that some of our lawmakers can be pushed or shamed or nudged to do the right thing.
Yeah. I would hope so. Next thing, I just want to give my condolences to the family who, right before Christmas, lost their 14-year-old daughter from influenza A and strep B. And it was the second child influenza death that Wisconsin's seen this year. It's the 47th nationwide. But it was a reminder to me and hopefully to others that go get your flu shot. Because I have not, I got my COVID booster, but did not get my flu shot. So I think that might be my first stop after today's show, because I don't know if there's anything worse than losing your kid right before Christmas.
Oh, that's so awful. And I know I told you that I have a friend who came up from Texas in November who came down with influenza A.
My cousin who's 17 got influenza A right before Christmas.
And
he's okay, but right.
You get really sick.
You get really sick. And, you know, it was just heartbreaking. And I think I have no idea if she had a flu shot or not. That's not like, I'm just saying for all of us who have some modicum of control of how sick we get, go get your flu shot, especially this year.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So some tech news that I found interesting. There's some winners and losers in this last week in the tech world. Do you want the winner or the loser first?
I'll go with the loser first.
Zuckerbucks.
Oh, Meta. Marky.
So there's two different things for Meta that it's not a great week. But for both, the first one is both Facebook and Google potentially are an empire in decline.
Really? I can see that for Facebook. It surprises me about Google.
Well, it's more of the advertising share. So, you know, for years, they've been considered a duopoly as far as how much of the advertising, the whole pie of advertising revenue, those two make up. And but this year, they are on track to account for only 48.4% of U.S. ad revenue. And that's the first time their market share has fallen below 50% since 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, as far as, which I think is a good thing, but as far as other companies that are biting into their part of the pie, TikTok, for now, I guess, TBD, how long that lasts, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. So all companies that are also seemingly doing fine, but they're successfully clawing away business from that duopoly. But even worse news for Meta is that they, remember that whole Cambridge Analytics thing?
I do. That's what prompted me to leave Facebook.
Well, maybe you can go back now. Maybe some of us are. I don't know how this is going to get paid out, but Meta now has to pay very real money to settle data privacy claims. They agreed to pay Facebook users in the U.S. $725 million
wow.
to resolve a lawsuit stemming from the time it gave political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica access to data from 87 million users during the 2016 election. So this is the largest deal in U.S. privacy class action ever, but it still needs a judge's approval before anyone can get cash. So I don't know who qualifies for this. I guess it's probably worth seeing if any of us qualify for it. Free money. Never bad thing.
Can't there still be an appeal on Meta's behalf? Is this done? Or is it just seems like these things take forever.
Well, the fact that it's says settle, I don't, maybe this is
a settlement instead of actual ruling. Okay.
But then winner, which makes me think I have to figure out how to be better on this platform, is YouTube. They are, if you got used to watching Amazon or Thursday Night Football on Amazon, The NFL Sunday Ticket is now going to be owned by YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So this also happened last week. I think I had it kind of marked down to talk about, and then we ran out of time. But they secured a 7-year, $2 billion per season contract for the franchise rights. And it's the first time since, I think it's DirecTV, has had the Sunday Ticket since 1994.
Ooh.
And so they will no longer have it. And it's, you know, it's like this kind of wave of tech companies that are getting involved in streaming live sports. I think Apple had baseball this last year. Supposedly they weren't very good at it. But Amazon, like I said, had Thursday Night Football. And now YouTube will have a Sunday Ticket. And but the thing is, you won't have to get YouTube TV. It's going to be, there's going to be a YouTube primetime channel, which won't require a YouTube TV subscription, because YouTube TV is like $60 a month.
Is it really?
It's expensive.
And what do they offer that not every other 47 billion platforms offer? Can't you get everything you need through Hulu?
I have no idea. I'd have to look into it more.
I mean,
I do know that YouTube in general, since I think they've had new leadership, but they've like, don't sleep on YouTube. Like, they're growing faster, actually, than TikTok still. They have so many different, like, such a variety of offerings that they, I'm still trying to figure out the YouTube Shorts, which is, like, the competitor, their version of TikTok.
Right.
But here was an interesting point that I saw along with this article, because I think the assumption would be that that YouTube wants the NFL Ticket and, like, these streaming services that are, you know, the constant fight for Gen Z and young eyeballs. But here's a stat for you. 33% of Gen Zers don't watch sports.
Traditional sports?
Maybe.
Does this include
I don't know. That's
the virtual sports?
But it says 73% of those who say they don't watch sports said it's because they're just not interested in sports. And so
my people.
And then just to close it off, if you own a big cat, your time's up.
Like a Siberian tiger?
Like a Tiger King cat.
Oh, okay.
So you may have to reconsider your plans to buy a baby puma, because last week, also under the radar, President Biden signed into law that the Big Cat Public Safety Act. And it basically bans unlicensed people from owning, transporting, and breeding big cats.
Good.
So tigers, lions, pumas. And obviously this was started because of 2 years ago and the Tiger King phenomenon. So that basically, the law was inspired by the obligatory pandemic Netflix binge Tiger King, which centered on everybody's favorite Halloween costume that year. So I think that's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Yeah. Joe Exotic.
Yes. He's still in prison, isn't
still
he?
Still in prison.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll take another break. And then, you know, sometimes you got to get outside your comfort zone. So a certain sports guy went viral when he tried to do the weather. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get
afternoon.
What's my name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my gal and I...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is Tuesday. It is warmer. It's 18 degrees.
Woot.
Such an improvement. We're asking people on social media and on the text line, 844-967-2789, whether or not you're actually working this week or if you're working. And so far on TikTok... pretty close. So far, 52% are working.
Oh, wow.
And 48% are not really working. And then, but on Instagram, I don't know what this says about
Instagram users.
People who follow As Goes Wisconsin on either of these platforms, but actually working is 30% and working is 70%. And someone just commented, submitted my timesheet approvals.
I didn't necessarily do anything, but I did fill out the timesheet.
I said I worked. So if you want to let us know, are you listening to us today while doing your job or while relaxing and scrolling through social media?
Wasting time until you can get out at 4 o'clock.
Well, this was a fun video as... you know, sometimes situations are all hands on deck and you get asked to do things that are outside of your comfort zone or your job description. And that's what happened to a certain sports guy who typically, you know, has to report on sports. But I've never worked at a local TV station, but I would imagine sometimes you need everyone on board. And this sports guy, Mark Woodley, posted a video this was last week as the storm really started to hit, because he was asked to report on the weather, and not only report on the weather, but report on the weather from outdoors.
One of those poor reporters standing out there in 40 mile an hour winds, hanging on, going, yes, it's cold out. It's still cold.
All right, so let's play this video that he posted.
Mark, how are you feeling out there?
Again, the same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold and tell other people not to do the same. I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning. Until today. It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows, I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. You know, that thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo, for the last time this morning, thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
So at least he had a sense of humor about it. But I kind of agree with him. Why do we send these poor reporters out into the cold just to confirm what we all know is that it's still cold?
It's got to be because we've got the visual. We can get the visual. We don't have to go far away. We can just go outside the building and send Mark out there, you know, so we don't have to do a lot of traveling. And it's a good visual. Just think about the poor people, the poor weather people who stand out in hurricanes.
No, and I mean, it brings up the weather, why is this still a thing that we do? I guess for national shows. So if you watch Good Morning America and, you know, the entire target audience of people who are tuning in, you're reporting on something that isn't happening where they are, right? So,
right.
You know, when a hurricane happens and we're in Wisconsin and it's not affecting us, but we're paying attention to the news. So the national, either nightly news, Good Morning America, Today Show, whatever, they send people there, they give a visual. But for the local news stations who, you know, their area is, you know, what do we have? We have 7 different media markets in Wisconsin.
I think so.
And so, you know, it's not a huge swath. And whatever is happening outside the news station is probably happening exactly where the person who's watching the news is happening. And they can just look outside. And so these poor people just have to go out there, whether it's really cold or raining or whatever, just to get the shot.
You missed it a couple. This happened, I think this happened before you came back.
So before I was paying attention to bad weather?
Yes.
Before Although New York, I paid attention to bad weather.
I'm sure. But before you came back, there was a reporter, I believe it was on Fox 6, and they had sent her out during one of these horrible storms, and it's blowing, and she basically just said, "This sucks, you guys. This is really terrible. I'm not happy." And she went viral.
But it was from Milwaukee?
It was from Milwaukee, yeah.
But I think that's a good point. I'm surprised. I love that they feel emboldened to say it and to be like, "I don't care if this gets me fired. I'm just saying this on air."
I'm not sure where her career is today, but we can check on that.
But I guess, you know, and if you have a strong opinion about this, but is anything really added to the report by seeing them outside versus in front of the green screen?
Maybe it's just sympathy.
I think it's, especially because I don't think any of those people get paid enough to be standing outside like that.
There's no question about that. This is a question for television news producers and television news directors to find out why. Because people can, first of all, you have your own window, I assume. You can look out your own window.
Exactly.
And you can go on the computer and, you know, traffic cams and all that stuff. We can all look on our computers.
Yes.
So I don't know.
I'm in camp, stop making poor poor local reporters
suffer.
Stand outside during bad weather. I think we get the idea. And I just don't think it adds that much to reporting unless you're just filling time in your newscast.
Unless it's just this is the gauntlet that young reporters have to, young meteorologists and young weather people and young news people, you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to do at least one storm or two.
This is your hazing.
This is your hazing. Exactly. The gauntlet, the weather gauntlet.
Oh, well, I just thought that was funny. I think that it's up to 37 million views.
Wow.
on Twitter.
He was a trooper.
Yeah, he was a trooper. No, it's 37. See, this is the thing we talked about last week. This is the difference. So on the video on Twitter, there's 7.7 million views. But on the tweet itself, there's 31 million. So this goes back to what we were talking about last week, how Twitter now will show you any given tweet and how many views there are. But it's unclear if that's just impressions or what does that actually mean? Because the video and the tweet views are very different.
Are vastly different.
So I have questions. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, we're going to do a deep dive into Pew Research Center's best, most striking findings of 2022. I think they're fascinating. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry.